Well, greetings to everyone here. Tonight I'd like to fellowship with you something very, very basic. Firstly, we'd like to read a verse.
我们先要读一处经文。
From page one.
是在讲义的第一页。
Before we read that verse, we'd like to fellowship tonight concerning, especially, that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
我们晚上特别要交通从神口中所出的话。
There is something is coming out constantly from God's mouth.
从神口中不断所出的话。
Is something related to every human being.
是与每一个人都有关的。
So this is the reason when the Lord was in the wilderness in chapter 4 of Matthew,
这是主在旷野中在马太福音第四章。
Actually, he was the very first person live this way.
他是第一个如此生活的人。
So let's turn to the first verse in page one in our notes.
请看我们讲义的第一页。
The first verse is in Matthew 4:4.
第一处的经文是马太福音第四章第四节。
It's what the Lord quoted in the Old Testament, and He said, He answered the tempter and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God."
在马太福音第四章第四节，耶稣回答那试探人的说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
Most Christians are very familiar with this verse.
我们很多基督徒都很熟悉这节经文。
Many people, including me, have this notion, have this kind of understanding about Matthew 4:4.
很多人包括我在内都是这样来理解马太福音第四章第四节。
Let me paraphrase it.、That man shall not live by bread alone.
让我重复来说一遍，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Have you noticed some difference here?
你有没有注意到有什么不同吗？
I'm saying something different from Matthew 4:4.
我说的和马太福音四章四节有一点不一样。
I just say what we Christians used to or still probably today they still understand this verse is that men are to live not by physical food alone but by the word of God.
我们许多基督徒的理解都是这样，我们活着不光是靠这个物质的食物，乃是靠神口里的话。
And yet it said.By every word that what? Proceedeth from where? Out of the mouth of God.
但是这里特别乃是说靠着神口里所出的一切话。
Why the scripture said in this way that every word from God?
为什么圣经上说要说从神口里所出的一切话呢?
That might be good enough. Every word from God, every word of God.
如果说神的一切话就好了，为什么还要说神口里所出的一切话？
The scripture said, every word proceeded out from the mouth of God.
请特别注意，这里圣经说神口中所出一切的话。
Could some of you help me to get the answer?
大家有谁知道答案吗？
What's the difference between living by every word of God?That's the ideal Christian way to live.
So, 我们的概念是靠神的一切话。
But Matthew 4:4 said, live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
在马太福音四章四节乃是说神口中所出的一切话。
Could you give me an answer somehow? Make a wild guess.
有人知道答案是什么吗？
Suppose, I want to say something to you. Of course, I would like to say something to you in words.
如果我要跟你们讲什么话，当然会用我的口来说。
Tomorrow I'm going to speak Chinese words.
明天我要说中文。
Today I'm speaking American English words.
今天我讲英文。
Well, I can always write it down.
我总是可以把它们写下来。
Or I could have it recorded.
或者可以录音。
I remember every time I'm going with Brother Cao.
我还记得我每次和曹弟兄出去。
The last 2 days.
就是两天前。
He always turned on a recording.
我们总是打开录音机。
Immediately recognize, well, that's Stephen Kong.
我们就一下就认出那个声音。
That's the recording.
那是录音机的声音。
Why not to convey the words either by recording or by way of something written?
为什么不用书面文字或者录音来传信息呢？
How come the Lord said, live by every word out of his mouth?
为什么神要说靠神口中一切的话而活呢？
In fact, not only out of his mouth, but proceeded, meaning keep on coming out of his mouth.
这里这个意思乃是说从神口中不断所出的一切。
We have a Greek expert here, Brother Lim. It is a participle here. meaning is keep on proceeding.
他的意思 是一个不断进行的。
Almost like a river. At the end of the scripture said, out of the throne of God and of the Lamb proceeded the, I'm sorry, I put it the other way. I was speaking English in a Chinese way. It should say, in the midst of the street of it, the river of water of life proceeding out from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
就像圣经上说，从神和羔羊的宝座流出生命。
Almost just like a river, continuously flowing out.
就像河水不断的流一样。
Non-stop.
从不停止。
So what you have is something very alive, very much living.
所以你得到是一个活的东西。
It's not like a well.You get some water out and you can leave it, but it's a water proceeding.
不像井水，你要去是静态的，你要去打水。
Well, anyway, what is your answer about this? Why out of the mouth of God?
你觉得答案到底是什么呢？
Could someone help us? I understand there's a lot of young people here.
这有很多年轻人。
And there's also, I was told that there's a multi.Cultural group. Usually we meet all separate, right? Into 7 groups here.
我知道，通常我们也是分别聚会。
Could some of the ones from these 2 groups give me your answer? Yeah,
大家有没有人愿意？
I saw a
有点回答。
Are you trying to answer? Okay, could you tell me?
你可以说吗？
A little louder, though. Say it again.I couldn't quite hear.
Forgot.
Okay, anyone remember? Well, if I would come tonight,
如果我今天晚上来,
not opening my mouth,
如果我不开口的话,
what would you do? What would be the result?
结果会怎么样呢?
You're not able to what? Exactly. I do believe the main point is that God speaking to us in the way that you and I can hear.
最重要的我觉得在这里是说神向我们说话 And
this is what our mouth is for, right?
这是为什么说到他的口?
The reason, one of the reasons, or one of the three or four reasons I can gather that we have a mouth so we can what? Speak.
我们有一张嘴是我们可以说话。
Somehow this afternoon I was, is it this afternoon or just not too long ago, I was talking to Sister Tao there.
今天下午不久以前我在和陶子梅谈话。
I'm 76, I forgot. Do you know that when a person is born, the first thing that person would use is what?
你知道一个人刚生下来第一件事他会做什么?
Huh? Cry with what?
他们会哭, 用什么哭呢?
Cry with what?
With
that person's mouth, right? Make sure that you know I'm here. In fact, that kind of complaining. When a person is born, it's not, no, I'm sorry, smiling like that. Baby born, smiling and laughing. Well, probably that baby is crying, saying that, yeah, I need the word of God.
Well,
that baby using the mouth for the first time. In fact, that baby, because of using the mouth this way, that baby began to live as a human being.
当他开始用他的口的时候, 这个婴孩开始成为一个人。
Do you realize that?
Well, 你能不能想到这一点?
You say, I forgot.
可能你说我忘记了。
Me neither. I also forgot.
我也忘记了。
But being a grandpa,
我已经是做祖父的人。
One day, I was waiting with my wife for my daughter in the hospital.
Almost
all night.
We're
kind of worried.
And
we know the doctor is behind the door there.
We
take good care of my daughter.
I know
she is going through something.
She's
in the way of giving birth to a baby. It's her determination not to know whether it's a boy or girl.
She's
going to find out anyway, right?
她很快就要知道.
So, when we were sitting in that waiting room,
我们就在等待室里面等着.
And suddenly we heard a cry.
突然我们就听见一个哭声.
You know, when we heard the cry, we all, my wife and I were so happy. A human being come to this earth. And this is how we all start.
这是我们的开始.
You know, every children started in this way.
每一个孩子都是这样开始的,
by using the mouth.
用他们的口来开始的.
And using the mouth for what?
用他们的口来做什么呢?
For what?
来做什么?
Why that baby cry? We should ask mama's here, huh? Grandpa, grandma's. Why the baby cry? Why baby cry?
为什么孩子哭?
He should be happy, right?
他应该很高兴。
Why I'm being cramped in such a small place for almost
他本来在一个那么小的地方,
now finally I come out, right? Why the baby cry?
为什么他还要哭呢?
Any doctor here? I heard the,
这里有没有医生?
There's a person working in the hospital, right? Why the baby cry? Depends. Yeah, say it again. Yeah, he's a breathing expert here.
He's
working in the hospital, just help people to breathe, right?
那个他是在医院里做呼吸治疗的。So
he realized the baby cry is a sign that this baby is breathing.
所以他知道说一个婴孩在哭表示这个婴孩在呼吸。
And that's why the baby had a mouth.
这是婴孩为什么要有一张
口。He's using the mouth to breathe, right?
他用口来呼吸。
Okay. And then what else is the mouth for?
那这个口还有什么用处呢？
Well, in a way, why the baby after the born is a why not just why cry?
为什么他们还是要哭呢？
I think the baby tried to say something.
我想他们是要说点什么。
Huh? I don't know what they tried to say, but it's saying something.
但是他们要说点什么。
But now I more and more being a grandpa, I kind of more familiar with when the children complaining or protesting, the baby would do what? Children would do what? Cry.
现在我开始做祖父了，所以我就有更多的了解。当小孩子在那里抱怨，在那抗议的时候，他们要干什么？他们就要哭。
It's a, that baby doesn't know what to say, but one thing, when he cry, he knows that the parents will know what he's saying.
他不知道怎么说，但他知道他一哭，父母就知道他要什么。
Okay, if this is what the mouth is for,
这就是口的用处。
What else the mouth is for?
口还有什么用处呢
？What else? Breathing. Suppose you breathe all the time, and then crying all the time.
哭。
Would you grow? What else?
还做什么
？Yeah, you have to eat with what?
还有吃。
Eat with what?With your mouth.
用什么吃
Oh, the mouth. Have you realized your mouth is that important?
你知道你的口有这么重要吗
Almost a very strategic part of your whole being.
是在你这个全人当中非常非常重要的一个部分
If you don't use your mouth properly,
如果你不很好的用你的口
you will not able even to live properly.
你就不能很好的生活。
And, well,The mouth is for eating and also for drinking, right?
嘴可以用来吃喝。
Okay. But let's go back to verse one, Matthew 4:4.
让我们回到马太福音四章四节。
How come God had to use His mouth?
为什么神也用他的口呢
？And then secondly, where is God's mouth?
神的口在哪里呢
If we speak something out from the air, we can hear, right?
如果我们说一些话出来，在空气当中传播，我们就听见了。
Well, we don't have to. He doesn't have to have a mouth.
他不需要一张口。
But Matthew 4:4 said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out from the mouth of God."
马太福音这里说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So let's go on.
让我们继续。
Okay. Go on the second verse.
我们看第二处经文。
The second time the word mouth is used in the next chapter.
这是下一章。
Is that when the Lord having the disciples coming to him for the first time?
那个门徒们第一次到主面前来。
Then the Lord opened his mouth and taught them.
这里说主就开口教训他们。
It's a very strange way of saying things.
这个说法好像很稀奇。
Matthew, the writer, could have said, then he began to teach them, right?
马太的作者可以就说主就教训他们。
He could have said, and he taught them saying.
他可以就说他教训他们说。
Is it the same thing?
那意思也都在那里。
Who can teach somebody not opening their mouth?
谁可以不用口就来教别人什么事情呢
But how come Matthew used the phrase that and he opened his mouth and taught them?
为什么马太在这里强调说他开口教训他们
Sounds like something redundant.
好像在这里说重复的话
But there is a very important connection.
但是这里有一个很重要的意思
Because he opened his mouth, I believe, the disciples start hearing him.
我在这里我相信当他开口的时候他的门徒就开始听见。
Is the person how it, that person begin to be the disciples?
这就是门徒之所以开始成为门徒的时候。
Okay, let's go on.
让我们继续看。
Acts 22:14。
使徒行传22:14。
We know that this is the testimony of Paul.
我们知道这是保罗的见证。
He was related to how he met the Lord, on the way of Damascus.
他见证他在大马色的路上怎样遇见主。
And then later on, Ananias related to him about this.
他就在这里这样的见证。
And he said, meaning Ananias said, God, the God of our fathers had chosen thee, and that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, meaning Jesus, and should see, hear the voice of his mouth.
亚拿尼亚在这里对保罗说，他又说我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。
The reason Jesus said things in a verbal way, in an audibly way.
这里是说他口中所出的声音，是听得见的声音。
Yes, so people can hear.
让人可以听得见。
Okay, Romans 10.
罗马书十章。
This is...Not only how Saul became Paul as a Christian.
这里不光说出了这个扫罗怎样变成保罗，成为一个基督徒。
It's also how you and I became a Christian.
这也说出了我们怎样成为基督徒的。
It's using the mouth.
是用口的。
Chapter 10, the background is that Paul had a burden for his own.People of his own flesh and blood.
这张圣经的背景是保罗，他为他自己的同胞发热心。
He was saying to these people Israel, they have a zeal for God.
他对以色列百姓说，以色列百姓对神是很热心。
But not according to knowledge.
但是不是按照真知识。
Because they try to follow God with the written word.
因为他们只是想按照这个写下来的话来跟随神。
Even though the Bible is a collection or is a book, is something spoken by God and yet recorded into a book.
虽然圣经都是记录下来神的话。
So the people of God treating God through a book.
所以神的百姓他们和神的关系他们是通过一本书来。
Actually, many Christians also have their relationship with God through a book.
许多时候我们好像有与神连接，也是靠着这本书。
I'm sorry, I do not say a book. The book.
这本书就是指的圣经来说。
Meaning the Bible.
它的意思就是圣经。
And yet, Paul said, if they would have their experience with God this way, it's not according to knowledge.
但是保罗说，他们如果这样的跟神发生关系，那不是按照真的知识。
They have a zeal, and yet if we follow the written word in this way, then we are try to establish our own righteousness.
他说，他们如果照着他们，虽然他们有热心，但是照着这写下来的话的时候，他们是按照他们自己的意。
And not submitting to the righteousness of God.
他们就不服神的意了。
And then he went on to say that Christ, meaning the law, Christ is the end of the law.
基督是律法的总结。
Christ is the purpose of the law.
基督是律法的目的。
This book is to present Christ.
这本圣经就是要把基督告诉我们。
Not presenting a high standard for you and I.
不是要把一个更高的标准告诉我们。
Not only for God's people Israel.
不仅是对以色列百姓
Neither for we Christians.
对基督徒也是这样。
This book is not just presenting a high standard for Christians try to live up to.
这本圣经不是加给我们一个标准，叫我们来照着活。
This book is really leading us to Christ.
这本书要把我们带到基督那里去。
Then he said, where is such a Christ?
然后他就说基督在哪里呢
Should we go up to heaven to bring him down?
要我们到天上去把他带下来吗
Or should we go to the hell to bring him up?
还是要到阴间去把他带上来呢
You may say that there are humankind, there are two kinds of belief about Christ.
这是人的两种想法。
Either they believe that Christ hasn't come back yet, hasn't come yet for the first time.
一种觉得基督还没有回来。
Well, that's God's people, Israel.
那是以色列民。
Or for Christians, Christ had already ascended into heaven.
对基督徒来说，基督已经升天。
We are waiting for His second coming.
我们在等候他的再来。
So if we would need Christ today.
如果我们今天遇见主，
then we need to go to heaven to bring him down.
他们觉得那我们就要从天上去把他带下来。
The Jewish people would say, then we have to bring him down as the Messiah.
那个犹太人就说谁把他的弥赛亚带下来。
Then we Christian would say, if we need to experience him, we then, well, the 2,000 years ago, they experienced him when he was on the earth, but now he's in heaven.
基督徒知道2000年前他来到地上，但现在他在天上。
So if we need to experience such a Christ, we have to go to heaven to bring him down, so we can live an earthly life on this earth with Christ.
如果我们要在地上经历主，那我们是不是要靠谁从天上把他带下来
？Well, Paul in Romans 10 make the argument or presentation in this way.
在罗马书第四章，保罗就这样的辩论说。
What did he say? Who is Christ?
基督是谁呢？
He said, Christ is nigh unto thee.
他说基督离你不远。
Very near.
非常非常近。
So near, where?
近到一个地步到怎么样呢？
Anyone? In your, what? In your mouth.
就在你的口里。
Couldn't be closer.
不能再近了。
As I said, we have some grandchildren, you know. And the grandchildren is very particular.
我有一些非常特别的孙子。
We have two grandsons.
我有两个孙子。
And both of them almost act the same.
他们做事都很像。
Anything you give them something new.
你给他们一点新东西。
And then that person, the grandchildren all say, smell the first.
他们就总是先去闻一闻。
Smells good, you know.
闻起来不错，他们就放到嘴里去了。
Or, am I right?
这个不用翻译。
All were using the mouth.
他们都用。
In fact, the children, almost when they were young, everything just.
他们长大一点，他们更是到处用他们的嘴。
Because the mouth is so effective, right?
他们很有用，他们觉得他们的嘴很有用。
Always using the mouth.So, so the Paul said, Christ is so near in your mouth.
所以保罗说，基督离你不远，就在你的口中。
Wow, it's really the good news, don't you think?
这实在是一个福音。
I mean, for us Christians realizing, wow, Christ is so near that He's in my mouth.
我们基督徒要知道，基督离我们不远，他在我们的口中。
Not many Christians realize that.
不是很多基督徒都知道这个。
So close.
基督是这么的近。
Actually, every Christian begin in this way.
我们所以是基督徒，都是这样开始的。
Without exception.
没有一个例外。
I'm sure every Christian in this room, you begin by using your mouth.
这里每一个基督徒，你开始做基督徒，是因为你开口。
You try to remember how you first met the Lord.
你想想看，你第一次遇见主的时候。
Maybe someone is sharing and preaching the gospel, maybe in a meeting or privately with you.
也许是在大会里面，也许是私下有人向你传福音。
He is using his mouth.
那个人在用他的口。
Actually, his mouth at that time is God's mouth speaking to you.
那个时候，神就用他的口。借着那个说话的人的口来向你说话。
And for somehow, at that time, you were touched. You have some feeling about what that person is saying to you.
不知道为什么你就有了感动。
And maybe that person noticed you have some reaction, some good reactions.
也许那个人就看见你的感动了。
And then that person would help you to do what?
然后他就会帮你做什么呢？
Help you to open your mouth.
他就要帮助你开口。
You said, when did I do that?
什么时候？ Well, 什么时候？
He said, when that person helped you to pray.
那个人就会帮助你祷告。
He said, I do not know how to pray.
就是我不会祷告。
Well, you always help that person say, well, it's okay. Let me say one word, if that word is really from is exactly what you want to pray, you just follow me, okay?
对，我们总是会说那样就我先来祷告。如果我说的是你心里想的，你就跟着我祷告。
If I what I'm saying is not exactly what you want to say, then don't say.
如果我说的不是你心里想的，你就不用跟着说。
So that person is willing to follow you that way.
所以那个人就这样的帮助你。
To pray in this way.
来这样的祷告。
Then you beginning what? You're starting using your mouth. You're starting to have something a change within you.
然后你就开始开口了，然后你就知道里面有些东西改变了。
Well, how many receive the Lord this way?
这里有多少是这样接受主的？
By hearing someone preaching the gospel to you, or some in the meeting, or and then somehow you helped to respond to this Lord through speaking in prayer to Him. How many you experienced
that? 这里有多少人是在听见神的福音
higher, because my eyes couldn't see
开他们的口来回应这位神的、
well, at least half.
至少有一半人。
Oh, the second half.
那另一半人是怎么样的？
Well, I probably belong to the second half.
我可能是第二种人。
I met the Lord 50 some years ago.、Okay?
我大概是五十多年前遇见主的。
I'm 76 years old.
我现在是七十六岁了。
About 51 years ago.
大概五十一年前。
In 52 January.
可能是五二年一月。
And someone challenged me.
有人向我挑战。
Said you can do if you're really so objective about it, so scientific about it.
如果你这么反对
yourself to be,
如果你这么想用科学来考
then would you like to do this experiment?
你愿不愿意做一个实验
then I said, well, I mean, to do the experiment to find out whether God is for real.
来做个实验说看神到底是不是真的
Then I really want to.
我心里当时很想
I was born almost like a fourth or fifth generation I was a nominal Christian nominal not real Christian
我是一个名义上的基督徒四五代
so I really want to find out
我真的很想知道
and so this person helped me in this way
那个人就这样子来帮我
so he read a verse
就他就读一句话
this is John chapter 1 verse 1
约翰福音一章一节
in the beginning
起初
he is AmericanIn the beginning was the Word.
起初太初有道
Of course, at that time, I don't remember what I was reading. But now I do. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道道与神同在
So after he was reading the first verse,
我在读这一节圣经
Then he asked me, he said, Paul, please read the second verse.
然后他就说 Paul, 你来读第二句
Well, he set an example for me,that he read with his mouth.
他做了一个例子，他用口来读经。
But I felt that I'm not qualified.
但是我觉得我不够格。
Because he is a Christian, of course he's qualified.
他是基督徒，他够格。
How could I, a doubter, really, a atheist, really, could open my mouth and see whether God is speaking to me or not?
我是一个不信的，我是一个怀疑的，无神论的。
But since I already
怎么可以开口来说这些话呢
？Since I like to maintain that I'm very scientific.
不过我要表示说我这个人很讲科学。
And objective about it.
用科学来反对。
Not bias.
不是靠偏见来反对。
So he present a way to do the experiment.
所以我就同意来做这个实验。
Then I read the second verse.
然后我就读这第二节。
All things were and so forth. The second verse.
我就读这个第二节的圣经。
Then immediately he read the third.
然后他就读第三节。
And of course, I knew that I'm going to read the fourth.
我就知道说我要读第四节。
So this way we finish the whole chapter one.
这样我们就读完了整个第一章。
I noticed something. Quite different this time.
我就感觉到有点不一样。
I read the Bible before.
我以前也读过圣经。
In fact, I went to Sunday school before.
我也上过主日学。
But this time, when I was reading with my mouth, expecting God is speaking through my mouth and through His mouth.
这次我读的时候不一样。这次我读的时候，我期待说神啊，把他的话从我口里说出来。
And from His mouth, meaning from this friend's mouth.
从我这个朋友的口里。
So I was listening very purposefully.
所以我就很注意的听。
So as I was reading this way and listened to him reading this way, I felt something different.
当我自己读，我又听他读，我就感觉到不一样。
So we kind of finished the first chapter.
我们就这样的读完了第一章。
Immediately, he kind of noticed that Paul is different today.
马上他就注意到这个我今天不一样了。
So he suggested that Paul like to read another chapter, second chapter.
所以他就建议我说，你要不要再读一章？
So immediately, I said, how come you know that I want to do that? So we read the second chapter.
马上我就说，哎，你怎么知道？我也是想读再读一章。
After three chapters like that,
我们就读了三章。
It probably take less than 20 minutes for sure.
大概不到二十分钟。
Because we don't repeat, we just read one and then. Alternately,
因为我们不重复，我们就是轮流的一节一节读下去。
I remember we were living in a dormitory, so we went to we call chow hall, meaning a dining room.
我们是住在宿舍里，我们在厨房里。
My first comment.
我的反应，对我朋友的反应。
I said the food is so good.
我说这个食物很好。
Not like China one,
you know. 不像那个这里的美国店。
It's a dormitory food.
那是像宿舍里的食物。
But I felt so different.
我觉得不一样。
And then after that experience,
那个实验之后
，I remember daily I meet with this brother.
每天我就碰见这位弟兄。
Actually, if I were him, I would say, oh, Paul now just became a Christian, so I better teach him a lot from this book, right? From the Bible, right?
如果我是那个弟兄，我想，哎呀，这个 Paul 现在信了，我就要教他很多事情。
Because Paul didn't know the Bible.
因为 Paul 不知道，不懂圣经。
Paul would argue with me on the Bible.
他总是拿圣经跟我辩论。
Now is my good chance for him to read, I will show him the Bible.
现在他信了，我一定要好好教他。
I will tell him everything here.
我要把所有的都告诉他。
Instead of doing this,
但是他没那么做。
I have a vivid memory.
我记得很清楚。
He always listened to me.
他总是听我说。
Listen to a young believer.
这个听这个初信的人。
Because the Lord is so real to me.
神对我是这样的真实。
And so all day I couldn't wait until we had that time together with this.
每天我都等不及说去到他那里。
So whenever we met, oh, I just sharing how Christ is real to me.
我就每次我们在一起，我就在那里分享见证说，基督是什么样的真实。
Very near to me.
基督离我这么的近。
He is in my mouth.
他就在我口中。
So the more I speak,
所以我就对主说
，the more I got clear.
我说的越多，我就越清楚。
I find the Lord is real when I speak, not when I listen.
我就体会到，当我说的时候，神就在那里。
Maybe this is
不是在我在那听。
This is the main point of the message tonight, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to ask you a question tonight.
我是要本来是要问你们问题。
So you can speak.
我希望你们来多说。
But I'm afraid you act like a little boy here. When I ask you, I forgot what I'm going to say.
但是我忘记我要说什么。
Well, when we open the mouth,
当我们开口的时候
it's a kind of confessing.
我们是在那里宣告。
Romans 10 said, the such a Christ is near you even in your mouth.
这里说罗马书十章说基督离你不远就在你口中。
And then also in your heart.
也在你心里。
Firstly, in the mouth.
先说在口中。
We always make it reverse.
我们经常倒过来。
If we want to say something about Christ, he had to be in my heart first.
我们觉得我们要说基督的话，他要先在我心里。
Christ is in your heart.
在心里。
If you realize Christ in your heart, then you confess it with your mouth, right?
如果你觉得基督在你心里，你就说出来。
Isn't it the way we understand?
是，这是我们的理解吧。
But Romans 10, Paul said.
但罗马书第十章。
Such a Christ as the Word is nigh thee.
他这里说基督。
As the Word, the Word is nigh thee. The Word is near you.
这个话离你不远。
In your mouth first.
在你先在你的口里。
And then in your heart.
然后在你心里。
Then immediately the next verse says, if you use your mouth.
下一句话说，你若开口，你若口里承认。
Wow. Paul tried to help these people belong to God, say, you use your mouth to say the same thing, which means confess.
他这里，他在保罗在这里帮助神的百姓说，你们要用口来说这样的话。
The meaning of confess is that what God said, you are saying exactly the same.
无论神说什么，你要也照样的说。
You're saying what God said.
你说神所说的。
That's the meaning of confess.
那就是在这里说宣告承认的意思。
Even the Latin word, English word from Latin is con, meaning together.
在拉丁的字根里面，这有就是这个字的意思，就是有一起的意思。
Confess meaning to say it out, 啊，
就是大声的一起说出来。
Confess. So whatever God is speaking to you in your heart, through the word, through what He has spoken before,
神借着他已经说过的话，再说在你心里。
Then you will say the same thing with your mouth.
你用你的口照样说出来。
And you will find that he is in your heart.
你就发现他是在你心里。
Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
用口承认，心里相信。
With the mouth confession.
用口来承认。
Is made unto righteousness.
就可以称义。
And with the heart believed, unto salvation.
心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Many people thought that this is only for one-time thing.
很多人觉得这就是一次的信。
But according to my understanding of the original meaning here,
不过我对原文的理解这里，
he said unto righteousness.
他这里说可以称义。
Not establishing our own righteousness, but
不是我们自己的义。
But God's righteousness.
是神的义。
And Christ is God's righteousness.
基督就是神的义。
And how do you get unto such a righteousness?
你是怎么样能够称义的呢？
The original meaning here is into. The old English way is unto, should be into.
原文的意思有这个进入的意思。
The old English way of saying into is unto.
以前在英文里这里就有进入的意思。
The matter of into is a process.
进入就是一个过程。
Meaning that the whole process being totally made righteous.
这是一个称义，整个是一个过程。
And then totally experience the salvation, body, soul, and spirit.
完全的经历灵魂与体的救恩。
What was being said last night?
就像昨天晚上所说的。
It's the whole process of it.
是一个整个是一个过程。
By this way.
就照这个的方法。
By confessing with our mouth.
口里承认。
The Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
And believe in your heart that God had raised him out from the dead,
心里相信神叫他从死里复活,
then we shall be saved.
我们就可以得救。
So this is how we all experience.
这是我们都经历的。
But I don't know why half of you raise your hand.
但我不知道为什么只有一半人举手。
How do I make a guess what is the rest of you, huh?
那我怎么来猜猜其他的人是怎么样的
？Well, I kind of I'd like to invite you.
我想在这里有一个邀请。
To open your mouth.
张开你的口。
We have to say God's word.
来说神的话。
We have another page.
我们翻到另一页。
We have another, another sheet. Do you have such a sheet?
Called, 我们有另一边的讲义。
Reading, hearing, and keeping the word of God.
这里说如何念神的话，如何念圣经蒙福。
You do? Okay. Okay. Now this page is helping the second half of you, maybe.
这里这一页就是来帮助这个另一半的人。
Actually, to help all of us.
也是帮助我们所有的人。
Is it at the end of the Bible?
在圣经的末了。
Book of Revelation.
启示录上面。
John present such a thing here mentioned in verse 3.
在这里第一章第三节约翰是这样写的。
He said, this is the book. The book, right?
他说念这书上。
But we are to hear the book.
念书上预言的和那些听见的。
This book is not only for reading it.
这个圣经不光是为了读。
Of course you refer to the book of Revelation.
当然不只是指的，不光指的这个启示录。
But we believe that these words also apply to the whole Bible.
这里我们相信也是指的整本圣经。
Because this is recorded at the end of the Bible.
因为这个话是在圣经末了所说的。
Just like the last chapter said, do not add, do not subtract anything from the Bible, right?
就像圣经启示录最后一章说，你不可加添，也不可以删减。
It of course applies to the book of Revelation.
所以这个当然是应用在启示录上面。
But we Christian believe it's applicable to the whole book of the Word of God.
但这个话也不光光是指的启示录，是指的整本的圣经。
Do not add, do not subtract.
不可加添，也不可减少。
So the third verse of the first chapter of this book of Revelation,
启示录一章三节，
it shows us a way how to hear God speaking.
他这里告诉我们一个听见神说话的方法。
And the first word he said, John said,
约翰在这里说，
he said, blessed is he that readeth.
他说读这念这书上预言的。
The word readeth is not at least today in English language is not a word that convey the meaning.
这个英文的翻译在这里不是很准确。
Okay, let's read the bottom note.
让我来读。在
the bottom of the page.
最后一行，这页的最后一行。
The word read in Revelation 1:3.
这里这个字念这个字。
In the original Greek has the meaning of reading audibly.
在这里这个希腊原文的意思有开声要听得见的声音。
And also repeatedly.
要重复的说。
And also in recitation.
也是要背诵。
These three things is included with this word reading.
这个念这个字在原文里包含了这三种的含义。
For centuries of years, centuries.
好多个世纪。
The Jewish people have a habit of going on the Sabbath day to the synagogue.
好多个世纪，这犹太人他们安息日就到会堂里去。
And they not too many of them can do the reading.
他们好多都不知道怎么读。
The Hebrew Bible is look very very strange.
那个希伯来文的圣经看起来很奇怪。
I don't have a blackboard here, but
我这没黑板。
Do not have vowels. Do not have 母音。
它没有母音。
Only consonants.
只有辅音。
And not only so.
不光是这样。
Words are not separated.
那里面那个话是没有标点的。
It's very difficult for a first time to do the reading.
所以如果你没有读过，你会发现是非常难。
Let's say, let's say I go home, okay?
如果说一句简单说一句话，我回家。
Then in Hebrew, let's say in Hebrew will be, what are the consonants here? G, right? The first consonant is G, okay? The second consonant is what? Maybe H, huh? Am I right? Okay, so GH, what's the third consonant? M. And then that's all? So GHM, and then connected with many other consonants, all put together in one line. Can you tell me that this is I go home?
如果你懂英文的话，你就想象说，如果把这样一句话所有的元音都抽掉，
no、way.
只留下辅音，你能够还认得出是原来那句话吗
？So the Bible was not written in that way originally.
所以起初圣经不是这样写下来的。
The Bible was originally written by God speaking through the prophets.
起初是神对先知说话。
And all these words are written, yes.
啊，这些话就记录下来。
But all these words are spoken in such a way among.I mean, circulating among God's people.
这些话就在神百姓中流传。
Over and over and over.
就一遍一遍一遍的流传。
By listening over and over and and over.
也一遍一遍的被听见。
So, because the when you go to the synagogue, the person doing the reading, they're doing the reading in this way.
当到会堂里去的时候，那里那个人就会这样的来读。
Somehow, I don't know how he could read it.
我不知道他怎么能够读得出来。
But anyway, maybe he is just like anyone else.
也许他跟其他人一样。
From child, from being a child.
就从小开始。
Listening to the same book, perhaps.
就他就听这本书。
Over and over and over.
他就一遍一遍的听。
In fact, today in Israel, they're doing the same thing.
今天在以色列，他们也是这样做的。
I remember when I was in Israel.
我记得我去以色列的时候。
The one thing I was interested in the most.
我最感兴趣有一件事。
Is to go to that Wailing Wall.
我就到哭墙那里去。
Because every so often, in the Wailing Wall, maybe that was the particular time I don't quite know.
也许有时候吧，在哭墙那里。
Is that the there's a lot of tables there.
那里有很多桌子。
And a lot of parents.Sitting with the young the children about to grow up, their sons about to grow up.
有许多父母带着他们快要成年的孩子。
And some of them they could read, "I go home" in this way.
有些人他们就能用这个方法来读圣
经。But not the whole scripture.
但不是整本圣经。
They only can read maybe one or two passages like that.
他们只能读一两段的。
And I remember how they have a whole scroll like this.Whole scroll,
对，他们就拿了一个经卷。
They are just having a little ceremony there.
他们就在那里有一个仪式。
And usually the rabbi taking the lead because only a few are able to read in this way.
通常有个拉比在那里带头。
And then I kind of follow them.
所以我就跟着他们。
Being a Chinese,
我是个中国人，不过我跟着他们。
Obviously, I'm not a Jew, but somehow they allow me to follow.
So I went
into the room.
所以我们就跟着他们。
And somehow they go through lots of things, you know.
他们就经过很多的事情。
Then they came out.
然后当他们出来的时候。
Then this Robin unrolled the scroll and then closed back. Then they like that.
这个拉比就把那个经卷展开，然后又关起来，他们就跳舞。所以他们就在那唱歌跳舞说，我们有个孩子他可以读了。
I noticed a lot of tables in front of the Wailing Wall.
那里有许那个哭墙前面有许多桌子。
And all the parents are so interested to bring their children this way.
所有的父母都是那么感兴趣，他们要把孩子要带到那里。
So and so now he could be is it Ma Bitzba? Yeah, anyone? Say it again?Bar-Mitzvah, okay, meaning a kind of a ceremony.
对，这是他们一种特别的仪式。
Among the Jewish people, even today,
直到今天，以色列人还是这样。
Is that their son growing to about 12 years old? Am I right?
当
13.
当这个男孩子大概快到13岁。
So when they're reaching 13, they're qualified to read the Bible.
他们有资格来读圣经了。
And yet they're not able to read.
但是其实他们还是不能
听。So they are often the tables there before they were 13.
所以他们都到那个桌子面前来。
And the parents with some rabbi helping them.
那个父母还有拉比就要帮
他们。And they have another Bible alongside.
他们有旁边有另一本圣
经。That Bible is that all the Hebrew words are separated.
那本圣经就是所有的单词就分开来了。
Not only separated, but also with all the vowel points.
所有的原因也加上去了。
So easy to read because this is how they go to school, right?
那就很容易读了。
So when they go to school, they read words like that. Words are separated.
当他们去学校的时候，他们读希伯来文就是这样的。
And also to have vowel points.
而且那个原因都有注点。
So obviously.They are training the children for maybe weeks or months. I don't know how long.
我不知道他们训练这个小孩子几个星期还是几个月。
Just to read a certain passage like that.
他们只能读一两段那个没有分开的圣经。
GHM, am I? GHM?
GHM? I go home.
Then that person said, I go home. So totally by listening so much, reading so much.
他们读了那么多。
So they are so familiar with it.
他们读的非常熟以后。
They read audibly. I noticed too. The Jewish people read the Bible audibly. Do you ever notice that?
以色列人他们读，他们都是开口的读。
Okay. Am I wrong?
They
read repeatedly.
而且他们反反复复的读。他们就把那个圣经反反复复这样。
So eventually they can read. I go home.
所以最后他们就会说了那个没有分开来的话。
So they read audibly and repeatedly.
他们开声的时候，他们也反复的说。
And to such extent they read, even in recitation.
直到他们也可以背诵了。
In this way. So I remember that ceremony there.
我记得他们那个仪式。
So this is a way for the Jewish Bible.
这就是犹太人的圣经。
Strictly speaking, they're not supposed to read from those vowel points.
严格来说，他们不能把原因读出来。
They just copy the whole Bible, letter by letter, and even counted so many letters per line.
你可以把圣经把它分成一行一行，
或者一行多少个字母。The whole Old Testament is written in this way.
整个的
no word separation.
旧约都是这样写的，没有分隔符。
Supposedly no vowel points.
也没有元音。
And then, they have copied something wrong because by no printing, they copied something wrong.
如果当他们抄写圣经时，如果他们抄错了
，they're not supposed to make the corrections neither.
他们不能够在原处改的。
They had to make the correction on the margin.
他们要到边界上才能改。
Then they make correction this way. It's not part of the text, but they know that the copyist, the one do the copying, the scribes did copy wrong.
他们就知道说这个抄经的人在这里抄错了。
And this is really a good training for God's people.
这是对神的百姓一个很好的训练。
It's use their mouth.
他们用他们的口。
I hope tonight.
我盼望今天晚上。
We will be impressed in what with one point.
我们至少能够注意到这一件事。
As a Christian, if I want to go on with the Lord properly,
如果你是基督徒，如果你要跟随神
，I need to use my mouth.
我们要用我们的口。
Can you remember such a phrase?
你能够记得吗
？Would you like to repeat with me?
你可以跟我一起重复吗？
I need to use my mouth.
我要用我的口。
To speak God's word.
来说神的话。
To read God's word.
来读神的话。
You try.
你来试试。
I still remember not too long ago, Brother Tao came to Santa Cruz. That's how I wound up here.
我记得就没多久以前，曹弟兄来 Santa Cruz。
I never know you people, before that.
这是我为什么我会来这里，以前我都不认识你们。
Because Brother Chao opened a, China one cafe, restaurant in our town.
曹弟兄开了一个中国餐馆在我们那里。
And then on the day of few days before they have a baptism, over 10 people, right? About 10?
几天前，在他们那里有受洗。
And then, And then, on the day of, they had a grand opening.
当他们开张的时候。
Just 1 hour before, I think. They have a meeting.
就在开张之前一个小时，他们在那儿开会。
And the pastor Feng was there, sharing with them concerning Psalm 23.
冯牧师在那里分享诗篇二十三篇。
The whole book, whole Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇整篇。
So after both of them are gone,
当他们走了以后
，I said, wow, we have 10 babies here.
我说啊，我们有了十个孩子。
The most crucial thing, like a mother, huh? The most crucial thing is that these babies would use their mouth, right?
这里每个妈妈都知道这个孩子就要用他们的嘴了。
Am I right? All the mothers, right? If the mothers would know that after the baby is born, the babies don't want to use the mouth at all for any reason, anything.
有没有说有一个孩子生下来他不想用他的嘴？
There's no such a baby, right?
没有这样的孩子。
In fact, that if the baby acting in this way, you kind of worry.
如果一个孩子这样，你就会要担心了。
But if the baby using the mouth a lot,
如果一个孩子用他的嘴很多
，cry a lot,
哭。
And eat a lot,
吃很多
and drink a lot,
喝很多
and then snore a lot.
打呼很多
I think all the mothers will be happy, right?
妈妈就很高兴
Because the human life depends on how you use your mouth.
因为人就是要靠你，你怎样用你的口
And same thing with it as a Christian.
做基督徒也是这样
In our spiritual life, it depends on how you use your mouth.
属灵的生活要看你如何的用你的口。
So after realizing this,
如果你注意到这些。
So I was meeting with these 10 people who just received the Lord.
So 我就遇见这十个刚受洗的。
And maybe 10 days old baby.
他们大概只有在主里只有十天。
And so I'm not a preacher like Brother Fong.
我不是一个
Pastor Fong.
我不是一个很好的讲道人。
You can tell, right?
And
so I just did one thing. I make sure everyone opened their mouth.
我希望他每个人都开口。
So I asked everyone.
我就对他们每一个人说。
I of course they are all Chinese speaking.
他们都是说中文的。
So I recite the first verse.
我怕你这个会打
了。哎呦，对不起。哎呦。Okay.
I'm using my mouth. 我就在用我的口了。
Not only using my mouth this way, using my mouth this way, right?
我可以用口这样，也可以那样。
So I when meeting with these people regularly.
我经常遇见这
十个人。So regularly just for the last few weeks.
就前几个星期。
I make sure they open their mouth.
我希望他们每个人都开口。
It's not easy.
那个并不容易。
If I ask you to open your mouth right now, it's impossible, right?
如果现在我们要你开口，可能大概不可能。
I develop a method.
对，我就有了一个办法。
In Santa Cruz, I don't want to meet with more than two persons.
我不想遇见就和两个以上的人在一起。
The best is two persons.
就两个人。
I mean, that person and me.
他和我。
Because if that person and me together, then we read the scripture, we talk about the scripture, we all open the mouth.
那就两个人在一起的时候，我们读经、交通，
maybe,
我们都会开口。
Maybe that's the reason why the Lord revealed Himself to the two disciples on the way of Emmaus.
也许这就是主在去以马忤斯路上向两个门徒显现
所经过的。The first day of resurrection.
第一天是复活的日子。
Actually, He should reveal Himself to the 11, right?
他应该先向十一个门徒显现。
Or to Mary, the Magdalene, or to the woman who really love him.
像马大拉抹大拉的玛利亚和其他爱主的妇女。
But they don't open their mouth.
但是他们没有开口。
They just close the door.
他们关上了门。
The 11 just close the door.
十一个门徒关上了门。
They probably don't speak to each other.
他们不敢彼此说谈论。
For some reason. But those two disciples.
但去以马忤斯的那两个门徒。
Actually, they went the wrong way.
他们方向走错了。
They sort of gave up, really.
他们也放弃了。
And yet they gave up in the intellect, in the understanding.
在他们的理智上面，他们放弃了。
And maybe even in the walk, actually in the walk.
他们走路的方向也错
了。But not in their heart.
在他们的心。
So when they two person going to Emmaus.
当这两个人往以马忤斯走的时候。路加二十四章。
So they have nothing to do, right?
他们没什么事干。
Let's say we walk whole day.
所以他们要走整天的路。
I will get to know you.
我要认识你。
You will get to know me.
他也要认识我。
Because we got to chat, not talk.
因为我们要谈话。
It's about too long a journey.
不然这个路太长了。
Now I have company.
现在我有个旅伴。
So as they talk, yet they don't talk anything else. Somehow they talk about the law.
他们谈论主.
Can you imagine? They talk about the law.
你想象得到吗? 他们是在谈论主.
So they were talking and talking. They were discourse and the Chinese said, 讲论相问, I'm speaking Chinese now. So they were kind of asking questions about each other.
他们就要互相问问题.
And talking about what? About the law.
讲关于主的事情.
So the Lord what? They must be talking something wrong.
他们也许讲错了什么，他们讲错了。So
the Lord, I'm just acting it.
我只是在这里表演一下。
Oh, I'm sorry. You're wrong.
我们只是说,
you're wrong.
你错了。
So the Lord appear physically.
所以主就在他们当中显现。
Hi, guy.
你好。
What are you talking about?
你在说什么?
I'm talking about that person.
我们在谈那个人,
meaning Jesus.
叫耶稣的那个人,
what about that person?
那个人怎么了?
The Lord was drawing them to speak about him.
主就加入他们当中来谈他自己。
That's the secret.
那是个秘密。
And then after they talk, and said, well, they're supposed to be our Savior, you know, Lord, and promise, and yet they crucify him, and now it's already the third day, and the woman said he's resurrected, so. Let's go.
所以我们在他本来应该是我们的主，他是以色列的盼望，神的应许都在他身上。但是现在他应该从死里复活，但是现在复活。Third
day
已经是第三天了。
So, and then the Lord immediately rebuked them.
主就马上责备他们。
Immediately said, "You are what? Slow to believe."
他说你们的信太迟钝了。
And then from that time on.
从那以后,
I mean, from that moment on,
从那以后,
yes, this is the secret.
那有个秘密,
that's not the secret to you.
这个秘密,
then the Lord opened the scripture himself.
神就把圣经向他们打开了,
from Moses,
从摩西起,
and then also the prophets.
直到众先知的话,
all the verses, all the scripture concerning he himself.
一切指着他的话,
meaning the whole scripture is about Christ.
整本圣经指着他的话,
so the Lord expounding the scripture himself. If you and I were with the Lord, we would surely we would not speak to the person backsliding, going to Emmaus.
主不是说那里那个去以马忤斯的人就
I would spend my time the first day of my resurrection to what? To the 11 disciples.
主本来我们觉得主也许他复活的第一天他要去跟11个门徒在一起,
and yet the Lord spent the most of the time with these two backsliders.
但主复活的第一天他主要就是跟这两个,
isn't it wonderful?
这是多奇妙,
I feel that I'm qualified.
我觉得我不够格,
really? Huh? If you have just another company,
如果你有另一个女伴,
just talk about him.
就谈论他,
not purposely talked about him in the mystic, in a wrong way, you know.
不要用一个错误的方法,
purposely.
不要有意的,
but whatever we talk, there's mistakes there, you know, for sure. The Lord will be present with us.
主会在我们当中,
it's a very strange thing.
这是一件很奇妙的事,
and then after they spend the whole day, they don't recognize this is the Lord.
他们在一起一天以后, 他们还认不出这是主,
eventually at the dinner, and then the Lord went on, because already Emmaus, so the Lord went
他们到了以马忤斯,
this is Emmaus, the Lord went on.
主继续还要向前走。
Guess what they did? Hey, hey, Lord, come on, I want you to stay with us.
他们就拉着主要主留下来。
Because of that,
就因为那样子,
so the Lord break dinner with them.
主就与他们一同用完,
maybe take the meal, take the dinner with them.
与他们一起晚餐。
Then after the breaking, during the breaking of bread,
当薄饼的时候,
then they recognize the Lord.
他们就认出是主来了。
And once they recognize the Lord,
他们怎么认出来的?
Immediately the Lord, what? They said, oh, he's risen, you know me.
他们一认出主是怎么样的?
Guess what? Immediately the Lord disappeared. Didn't say the Lord went away.
他说主忽然就不见了。
The Lord disappeared.
主不见了。
Meaning that the Lord is still with them.
主还在那里。
I believe because
when
he went immediately after that, they recognized, they talked to each other.
当他们一认出是主
，They say, "Heaven, our heart burned when he opened up the scripture to us."
Have our heart burned when you open the scripture to us. He said, "When the Bible
was opened
to us, our
hearts were not hot."
Before you see him,
we saw him. He
resurrected. He
lived. So immediately they supposed to spend overnight in the hotel. Instead of spending overnight.They probably already paid for it too.
Right? Because they
so immediately went back to Jerusalem.
After
the whole day travel, they're still not tired.
他们走了一天的路，他们还是不觉得累了。
That's why they find a hotel to live.
其实他们是累了，所以他们要找旅社住下来。
But yet actually, they got energized.
他们突然就得到能力了。
The Lord is alive,
他们认识到主是活的。
Expanding the scripture to us.
主把圣经解开了。
So they want to go back to Jerusalem to report such a good news.
所以他们要回耶路撒冷去报好消息。
Actually, the Lord was with them.
主其实是与他们在一起。
They didn't realize that.
他们不知道。
So they told the eleven.
所以他们就去告诉十一个使徒。
Actually, the Lord is inside somehow, you know, is with them.
主其实也在那里。
So as they speak,
所以我说要说。
As they speak,
我说要说。
As they open their mouth,
开口的说。
He didn't say the disciples open their mouth.
他不是说，门徒开口。
Each opening the mouth testify what's happening.
这两个门徒开口见证。And
they open their mouth.
当他们开口见证的时候。
And the Lord appear again to the 11 also.
主就向这十一个使徒显现了。
Went on to complete the whole Old Testament.
And.
Complete the Old Testament.
结束。
Oh, meaning he expanded Moses and the prophets, right?
他从摩西到众先知，然后直到整本的旧约。
Yes, because it also adds the Psalms also.
诗篇。
The way we call Psalms, including Job and you know Psalms and Proverbs and Song of Song and so forth.
这里诗篇也包括箴言、约伯记。
So this is what happened.
这就是所发生的事情。
I kind of discovered only about 12 months.
我最近12个月我才发现。
Actually, I had that 51 years ago.
我有51年。
I experienced that 51 years ago.
我51年前其实就经历过这样的事。
I didn't go to attend the meeting.
我没有到一个大会当中去
listening.
我并没有在那里听见
that person helped me to open my mouth.
有一个人帮助我开口了
I kind of doubted No, God is not for real, you know.
我有点怀疑神不是真的
said, Yes, for real, you know.
他是说是真的
Let me try it, you know.
他就让我尝试
So I read he read one verse
他读一节圣经
And I read another verse
我就读另一节圣经
Somehow the Lord is here
然后主就在我们当中了
Somehow the Lord is in our midst
主就在我们中间。
Then we went to the dormitory.
然后我们就一起到宿舍里。
哦，很好吃啊。
我们就觉得。
Of course, he's American.
他是个美国人，但是我们就。
And then day by day.
然后每一天。
We two.
就我们两个人。
I never gone to any meeting.
我们没有到其他的聚会。
Every day.
我们就两个人。我们就彼此说。
Never opened up the scripture to us.
主就在那里解开圣经。
Actually, I experienced this 51 years ago.
其实我51年前也经历过这个。
But after that, I thought that no, that's only for the beginning.
我觉得哦，那就是开头有这么一次。
And I kind of wonder, people wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, right? Am I right? 38.
你知道以色列人他们在旷野是40年。
I wandered over 50, how many years? At least 50 years.
我就好像也是这样流浪50多年。
And finally, I discovered.Okay, let's start over again.
所以说我发现，哎呀，我还是要从头来。
One to one.
要一对一的。
At the most three.
最多三个。
That's my rule.
这是我的原则。
Because where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. In the midst.
因为两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们当中。
Like、
这是主的话。
You see, if he is in our midst right now, you see like that.
如果主在我们当中，他是像这样的吗？
Somehow he is in our midst through our speaking.
他在我们当中是乃是借着话。
We think that with each other.
我们彼此说。
But actually, it is he speaking through each other.
他借着我们彼此说，来在我们的当中。
Too many experiences of this kind.
有许许多多这样的经历。
When we are having some kind of feeling.
当我们有感动的时候
we have a chance to share something,
我们要分享的时候
maybe by, by speaking, preaching or whatever,
也许是见证也许是、讲道
but preaching, I don't like preaching.
我不是那么喜欢讲道、
because preaching only one person doing the speaking everyone doing what?
因为讲到只有一个人说，其他人都是在那里。
I like to have a one-to-one.
我喜欢是一个人对一个人。
I like to go back to Santa Cruz.
我希望回到 Santa Cruz.
To talk to these 10 people.
和那十个刚受洗的。
I already talked to this person.
交谈，其实我已经跟他们有的谈过。
I had that in my mind. Actually, somewhat.
我是在这样计划。
I said, Cynthia is so busy in the restaurant.
我想说你现在在饭馆里这么忙
Can I have just 5 minutes with them you know somehow one to one
可不可以有五分钟的时间跟他们一对一的
I didn't propose this you know.
我还没有跟曹弟兄
Because when they meet together even 10 they all
当他们十个人在一起他们的嘴巴都闭上了
So I don't know what to do
所以我就不知道该怎么办了
I just discovered only a few about a year now
We just 最近这年我才发现。
So I said, well, okay, now it's my turn because Pastor Feng is gone.
现在因为冯牧师走了。
And so they already listened to so much, right?
这十个人他们已经听了那么多了。
So ask them to recite, repeatedly, read it audibly, repeatedly, and what else? And in recitation.
所以我就 叫他们开口，叫他们重复，叫他们背诵。
Actually, I even add one more word.
我这里还加了一个字。
I said, not this one. Oh yeah, not in English. The Chinese, the Chinese said, 说着念。
中文在这里说第四个是说着念。
Meaning not just read it as another book other than you.
意思就是说不是把它作为你之外的一本书在那里念
you read it in such a way become your speaking
这个念的时候就像你在说话
Jehovah is my shepherd
耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
Am I saying this verse in recitation or in my speaking
我是在说呢还是在背呢
How many would say I'm justin reciting this verse.
有多少人觉得我是在背
How many would say when I say this I'm also speaking?
有多少人觉得我就是在说
If you would use any phrase in any portion in the scriptures
如果你用圣经上任何一部分的话
Do it this way
你这样来
Do it by reading audibly first
先开口的读
GodSo love the world.
神爱世人 就那么多
Repeatedly.
反复的
God so love the world.
神爱世人
And then in recitation.
然后呢
Such a short phrase you can do that, right?
然后你就可以重复当然这句话很短很容易
Read it in such a way that you are speaking.
读到一个地步就你好像就是在说话
God so love the world.
神爱世人
Am I speaking it or am I reciting it?
我是在说呢，还是在背呢？很难分出来。
But pretty soon you feel that you are not only these are God's words written, but you are speaking it too.
不久你会觉得不光是说神的话写在那里，我把它背出来，而是说你就在那里说。
Somehow, God is speaking to you through the mouth.Your mouth.
有时候神就用你自己的口来向你自己说话。
Using your mouth to speak to yourself.
用你自己的口来向你自己。
What God has spoken before.
来说神已经说过的话。
This is the most important thing.
这是最重要的。
I find that I don't know whether Pastor Fung would agree with me or not.
我不知道冯牧师同不同意。
You know, who will grow the fastest?
怎么样增长是最快的?
The one who speaks the most.
这个说话最多的。
You know, the one get the most is the one who speaks the most.
人说的最多的他得的最多。
The more we keep our mouth shut,
我们嘴巴闭的越多,
we would only know so much.
我们只知道那么多。
We somehow are not hearing God speaking to you, to me.
我们就听不见神对你我说的话。
A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out from this kind of mouth.
人活着不单靠食物, 乃是靠这样的口中所出的一切话。
The mouth of the preacher, the pastor,
是靠着讲道的, 靠着牧师的口中的话。
Only once a week or several times a week, right?
但是那样一星期只有一次。
How can we live in that way?
我们怎么靠那个活呢?
All the every human being using their mouth constantly.
每个人都是经常的用他们的口,
To breathe,
来呼吸,
I do not have the time to go through this.
我没时间来整个的,
if you would go through this whole 17 pages,
这里总共有17页,
you will find that in our, the God's Spirit is in our nostril or in our mouth.
你会发现说神的灵在我们的口中。
God's word is in our mouth.
神的话在我们口中。
So when we begin to use God's word in this way,
我们这样的来用神的话,
we can sense God's spirit.
我们能感到神的灵。
And we're hearing God speaking.
我们能听见他的话。
And when we hear God speaking,
当我们听见神的话,
then we are to keep those things.
我们需要遵守。
Revelation 1:3.
启示录一章三节,
he said, blessed is he, singular.
念这书上预言的, 这里,
have you noticed why it's singular?
这里有一次说单数,
of course, there's a historical background.
这里有一个历史的背景,
because not too many people can do the reading.
因为那里那个时候没有很多人能念的,
only those who are listening repeatedly, because one person doing the reading audibly, repeatedly, so eventually that person can also do the reading.
那时候他们学会念都是要靠不断的听别人念，然后自己跟着念，他们才学会念的。
And yet, have you noticed the second phrase?
你看到第二句话所说的吗?
Blessed is he, one by one, he.
那些人有福了，那些念书上预言的。
And they that hear.
那些听见的。
They that hear.
那些听见的。
Okay, and here the words of this prophecy.
听见其中所记载的。
Yeah, here is important, yes.
所以听见是很重要的。
So every time we come together, we can hear, right?
Okay. 所以每一次我们在一起，我们要能听见。
And keep those things which are written therein.
然后又遵守其中所记载。
And for the time is at hand.
因为日期近了。
So I don't know whether I get my point across or not.
我不知道我把我要说的意思说出来没有。
As I said, I'm not as good as my wife last night. anyway, I exhort you, right?
所以我在这里鼓励大家。
Well, maybe someone suggest a verse for us to read audibly, repeatedly, an investigation, an
investigation.
Anyone? Tony?
有没有人建议学圣经?
What about a verse last night?
So, 要不就是昨天晚上我们读的那节圣经。
Last night we have a whole chapter, right?
上次我们读了整个一章。
Why not choose a verse from last night?
我们就从那章里选一节好了。
What verse? Anyone choose a verse from last night?
昨天晚上所读的圣经。
Okay.
以赛亚55章。
What verse? Oh, verse 6. Okay. I don't have a Old Testament Bible.
So could all the English speaking ones read verse 6 audibly?
好，我们先用英文一起来读第六节。
Together, one.
我们一起来读。
Two, three. Do it again.
再来一
遍。Let's do it again. Seek the Lord while He can be found. May be found. Okay. And then what? Call on Him while He is near. Let's do it again.
Seek the Lord.
好，我们这样读的时候，你有没有觉得圣灵在那里向你说话呢？那我们再来。
The Lord, why He may be found.
Anyone? Again, huh?
Seek the Lord, why He may be found.
Anything for me? What word in this phrase that you feel there is somehow just like speaking? You know, speaking, you always have some vibration, right?
那我们说话的时候总是有这个音波出来。
If we do not have air, the vibration would not carry to me.
如果没有空气的话，这个音波就传不到，传不出去。
So when we speak.The word of God.
当我们说神的话的时候
the spirit literally is the blow effect.
这个神的灵就是那个媒介。
You can sense the blow effect of these words.
你可以感到这个震动。
Could be the whole phrase.
有时候是整句话。
It could be a word particularly in this phrase.
也可能就是一个词。
Could be a few words in this phrase.
也可能是其中的几个词
could be the word seek,
可能就是这个寻找
could be the word found.
也可能就是这个找到
you feel that these words are very attractive to you.
你会发现这些词对我们来说很吸引
When we repeat in this way,
当我们这样重复的时候
actually this is how we can start again
但是我们可以开始我们的一天
By using our mouth,
我们一天的开始可以用我们的口
and yet the words proceeding out from our mouth.
但这个话就从我们的口中出来
These kind of words,
这样的话
I can live the rest of the day.
就靠着这个话我可以过一天
I can live the rest of this day by seeking this, such a Lord.
我就可以我接下来一天的活可以靠着寻找这位主来活。我接下来的祷告就是这一天，我愿意他被我寻见。
So this word I can live by.
我可以靠着这个话来活。
I can live by this word. I will say every moment, just like my little grandson.
我就靠着每一时每一刻我就靠这个话来活就像我的孙子把这些话放在你的口中就觉得味道好你有没有觉得这个话的味道很好呢如 如果你觉得好就吃下去。
That is the word God is speaking to you.
那是神对你说的话。
As good, as simple as that.
那就那么简单。
If it is no good,
如果不好。
So I, to me, when I read such a phrase,
对我来说，当我读这样的。
This time.
当我这个时候读这样的话的时候。
I feel there's something rising up within me.
这两，我就觉得我里面有一个感动。
The first word, probably the most impressive word for me, is the word found.
对于我来说，印象最深的，也许是那个找寻见。
He may be found, right?
他能够被寻找。
He may be found by me.
他能被我寻找到。
He's waiting for me to be found.
他在等候被我找到。
So I can find him out.
所以我可以来寻找他。
This is my Christian day.
这就是我基督徒的一天。
This is a wonderful day.
这是美妙的一天。
And this day, he may be found out by me.
这一天他可以被我找到。
So all day long, what do I do?
所以整天我就做什么呢？
I just seek him, seek the Lord.
我就寻找他，寻找主。
Maybe I'm driving.
也许我在开车。
As I'm driving, I seek him.
开车的时候我就寻找他。
As I go to school or go to work,
我去读书或者上班。
Outwardly, I'm doing the school thing.
啊，在外面看来我是在读书。
Or doing the things of a job.
或者我是在上班。
But actually, within me, I'm seeking him.
但在我里面我在寻找他。
I'm seeking my Lord.
我在寻找主。
I want to have him can be found by me.
我要找寻找他，在我工作的时候。
And why I go to school.
啊，在读书的时候。
Now I understood the first few, my first period of my Christian experience.
所以现在我就能够了解我刚刚开始基督徒生活的时候。
Maybe that was the reason why I have so much to say to this brother of mine.
也许这就是为什么那时候我有这么多话跟我弟兄要讲，因为我每天都发现主。所以他并不是向我灌输。我每天大概有半小时到一小时在一起。那些话对我真的那么宝贵，他真的愿意听我。你觉得那个你喜欢那样吗？啊，那十位刚刚受浸的，他们愿意。有一天我去聚会，他们今天也应该有一个。但是没有一个人，只来了一个。
And that person eventually kind of very apologetic.
他就好像很抱歉的样子。
None of us can get up.
他说呀，我们都起不来。
Yet we were sitting there.
然后我们两个人坐在那里。
She opened her mouth.
然后他就开口。
She's so happy.
他很高兴。
他
很高兴见到我。因为他遇见主
了。
在外面看他是来与我聚会。啊，借着这样的安排。但是借着这样的时刻，他就感受到主的同在。另一次。我遇到一个个子不高的人，他是从四川来的。我看见他面孔拉得很长，我觉得也许他听不懂我说的话。我问他们你们休息那天怎么样。啊，我问他哪一天你们休息，他说星期三。所以我们就说愿意和他们待在一起那天。带他们到处看看。
So
那天第一次我太太就带他们去。第二次就我带他们去。 我就发现他真是一个弟兄。我真的很喜欢听他说话，我真的很喜欢。
I brought him to the meeting hall.
Meeting, 我把他带到聚会的地方。
Oh, he's speaking a lot.
他说了很多很多话。
I'm so happy.
我真高兴。
Well, I'm really looking forward for the next Wednesday I meet with him.
所以我真的等不及下个星期三又跟他在一起。
I kind of believe that other than the meeting time, because immediately that we are hearing.
所以我就想在聚会的以外，在聚会的时候。
Can you have all kinds of food lay on the table and you're just hearing people say, "This is chicken, you know, very delicious, you know that?"
所以你看到有许多食物摆在台子上，有人来介绍这个是鸡。
You know, specialists make that.
这是特别的特别的做法，有各种各样的调料。那个也是。你来试试看，好不好？啊，那个好。机会就像这样。
觉得
这个好，那个好，都是好。如果你不用你的嘴呢？当机会结束了。
The smell is over.
那个香气也过了。
Everything is in our memory.
所有的都在我们记忆里面了。
Yeah, I remember, Brother Wu.
Yeah.
Wu, okay. Brother Wu said that was kind of spice, you know, kind of remember. It's supposed to be very good, you know, very good.
我就记得我对吴军说，哎，那个香味是很特别的。
Very, very, very good, you know.
非常好的。
Yeah, you know.But what? We're missing the whole point.
但是我们就失去了最重要的。
The meeting is to help you to what? To eat.
这个机会就是要让你能吃的。
To open your mouth to eat.
你要开口来吃的。
So I suggest next time.
所以下一次。
Pick a notebook.
你要带一个笔记本。
Pick a notebook what? Write down anything that touches you.
你把你心里感动的话写下来。
You know, I always carry a piece of paper.
你知道我总是带一张纸，然后我带着笔，我总是带着纸和笔。把你特别有感动的圣经记下来，你心里有感动的，然后呢，你听见了。然后你有感动。
But then what? The rest of the week you do what?
然后整个这一周你就干什么呢？
Do what? Open your what? Mouth to what?
你就要开口来吃。
And repeat those verses that touches you.
你要背诵。
Repeatedly.
你要反复的读。
Audibly.
开声的读。
In recitation.
你要背诵。
And it's also better to find another person, maybe by phone call.
也许你最好能再找一个人，也许打电话也可以。你把这件事情告诉他，把这件事情说给他听，给这个弟兄或者姐妹听，你就发现会有大的改变。我讲一个故事。我到西雅图去。
Using the software, you know, CD.
我们学习怎么样用这个查经的软件，我们很认真的。
From 12 to 1, just to do this.
每个星期天十二点到一点。
After I visit, we came back.
我去访问了之后回来。
Some of the sisters, brothers and sisters want to still have reconnect meeting through the internet.
啊，我们还希望借着这个互联网来继续的聚会。啊，这个带领的弟兄觉得很困惑。他觉得那些弟兄姊妹在教会里都很活跃，他们都很多侍奉。他说我不理解，我不理解。我们有这么多东西可以吃啊，他们为什么要你走呢？第一次我就记得第一次我们在一起，我就问他们一个问题，我说你们为什么要来见我？ 第二个问题。
If you want to meet with me,
如果你要来见我的话。
Now we have four people here. I know that you only want two at the most.
我知道你们四个人只有最多只有两个愿意。
I show you those two are auditors. Those two are 怎么？
我说这四个人正保有两个人他们不会说的 不会开口的
two,
right? So okay, I said,
okay, I, no, four is okay. 我觉得四个人可以 week, continue,
说四个人也可以但是你要答应一件事
four, right?
你们四个人你们要至少给彼此打一次电话
About these verses for 10 minutes.
你们要谈论这个这节圣经要谈十分钟。
Each other for 10 minutes.
互相的读十分钟。
Not over 20 minutes.
不用超过二十分钟。不用超过二十。
So if you promise that,
如果你们保证
then we continue.
即便你们四个人我也来。
And they all promise.
他们都答应了。
So the next week,
所以下一个星期
the first thing I ask,
第一件事我我就问你们做了吗？他们说我们都做了。怎么样？他们觉得哎呀，实在太好了。
Wonderful. Oh, I noticed that. Oh, they are just. I don't see the. I see the face, you know, from the.
我看着看得到他们的表情。
They're so different.
他们都不一样了。
If they were there, they already have so many church activity services.
他们教会里有那么多的活动。
And now they listen to me.
他们又来听我的听我所讲的这个听一个小时这不是他们需要的他们需要开口所以我就这样的安排了所以这个就是我一心说当最有意思的一件事他们就彼此的谈论
when they talk to each other they are really experiencingthe two disciples to Emmaus.
当他们彼此谈论的时候，他们就经历以马忤那两个门徒所经历的。
They're hearing the Lord without knowing it.
他们听见主，他们甚至不知道的时候就听见了主。
And yet when they're listening to each other speaking in this way,
当他们听彼此谈论的时候
they said their heart burn.
他们的心是火热的。
Literally means the heart is enlightened. The first time the word is used is that the Lord said when a person lights a candle.You put on the not in the bushel but on the lampstand.
所以他们的心就火热。在原文里面，这个是说他们的心被点着了。
That translation is lighted like a candle, become enlightened.
在圣经里另外一个地方用就是主说你们点灯不是点放在斗底下。
To each other with the word, especially in recitation.
他们用主的话彼此说。
And also even by speaking it from our own heart.
从我们自己心里说出来。
Somehow our heart enlightened.
所以我们的心就是火热。
Yeah, this is really that's the way to eat.
这就是吃的方法。
We need to use our mouth.
我们用口来吃。
Okay. How many would promise me to use your mouth?
有多少人会保证用你们的口？
It's a silly request.
这是一个很认真的请求。
Just like your mom, mama, the parents were asking the children, "Baby, would you promise me to open your mouth?"
就像妈妈跟这个小孩说：“孩子，你可不可以开口
？”No, it's something essential, something necessary, something automatic.
这是至关重要的。
But somehow we Christians somehow we just using our ears.
但是我们基督徒好像就喜欢用耳朵。
I wish I can have the utterance to make acontrast to impress upon you.
我希望就是着重来讲另一方面来使你们注意这一点。
That we need to use our mouth.
我们要用我们的口。
Our mouth constantly.
要常常的用我们口。
If you use it constantly, you will touch the spirit constantly.
如果你经常用你的口，你会经常的遇见灵。
And if you specially use the word in such a way, you can even eat from it at least.From time to time.
如果你这样的用主的话，你就在吃主的话。
A man shall not live by the food alone, which is but with your mouth.
人活着不单靠食物。
But by every word in this way.
而是靠一切这样得来的话。
Proceeded out from the mouth of God.
从神口里所出的一切的话。
As I said, the mouth of God, of course, is by those who are the mouth of God speaking God's word to the audience.
也是借着一些说神话语的人。
But also can be you and me.
但是也可以就是我们自己。
This way we can grow.
这样我们就可以成长。
So how many would promise me?
所以有多少愿意保证的
？To use your mouth.
来用你们自己的口。
Tony, is it okay to ask them to raise their hand? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Tony, give me the authority. Okay, let's close our eyes.
我们把眼睛闭起来。
Let's raise our hand if we want to.
如果你愿意的话，你可以把手举起来。
Use our own mouth.
来用你自己的口。
That's His mouth.
来做神的口。
To speak His words.
来说他的话。
To one another.
来彼此的说
to ourselves,
对我们自己
to others,
对别人
including those who haven't met him.
对那些还没有遇见主的人
if you do so, would you raise your hand?
如果你愿意的话请你把手举起来
you said, Lord,
你说主啊
I'm willing, I want to.
你说主啊我愿意
and I decided to.
我决定这样
from now on,
从以后从今以后
that you use your mouth as your mouth.
我用我的口像你的口一样
to speak words to one another.
来彼此的谈论
This we pray.
我们这样的祷告
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.